finger. Lucky me, can't you see I'm in love? Life is a beautiful thing.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. A major development, the census and the reallocation of congressional seats. Here's how it works. There are 435 seats in the House of Representatives. When we say Congress, by the way, Congress really means the Senate and the House combined. There are 435 members of the House, 100 members of the Senate, because every state gets two. Wyoming gets two. They only have one congressman. They're a small state. California gets two. It has almost 40 million people. Wyoming has about 700,000, a little less. So 700,000 people in Wyoming get two senators, and 40 million people in California get two senators. That's the way it works. That's the way it works. Well, in this particular realignment, Wisconsin is going to stay the same. New York's going to lose a seat. California is going to lose a seat. Illinois is going to lose a seat. Pennsylvania, Michigan will lose. Who will win? Texas picks up seats. Florida, Colorado, Montana, Oregon, North Carolina. We're going to talk about all of them. We're going to talk about all of them. But here's the deal. A lot of this comes down to gerrymandering. Why do I say that? You can't gerrymander the Senate. You get two senators. That's it. They're statewide. But you think that if two seats, more, a couple more seats go to Texas, this is largely an influx of population of young people, people from the North, people from California, people from Latino background, same with Florida. You think, okay, great, maybe it's going to be a more diverse state. Well, no, it won't, because as long as there is a gerrymandered Republican legislature anywhere with, they're illegitimate, but as long as they are able to reapportion, they will figure a way through packing and cracking, or the terms of art, to gerrymander those seats. That's ultimately the thing that we have got to stop and start addressing. Couple of little strange anomalies. Rhode Island has two seats. It's tiny. They squeaked in. They're going to keep their two seats for 10 more years. It's a 10-year deal. New York, if their census, you're not going to believe this. A congressional seat right now has about, 700,000 people. If 89 more people had responded to the Senate in New York, 89, they would have kept their seat. As it is, they lose their seat to Minnesota. Okay, well, Minnesota's a friend and they're a good state, but still, because 89 people didn't respond to the census questionnaire, you know how many people didn't respond? Quite a few. Really exercises me. Going to the phones. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Hey, I've got something for you. Just with a group of people that usually don't do this, but they got political all of a sudden. And they went off on some tangents that were pretty far-fetched. And I said, you know, I don't care if you're left or you're right, but this is especially for these far-right, how should I say, crazies. They can spew all this information, or their so-called their information, but challenge them sometime to show you the facts, the written word, where it's documented, not hearsay, not that Fox said, not that somebody else said. I challenged a guy many years ago when he made a horrible claim about Bill Clinton. And I said, I tell you what, if you can prove it to me black and white, you've got $50. Well, a month later, he comes in and slams $50 down in front of me. He says, here, take it. It was false. I said, no, you keep it. I wanted to prove a point. I don't need the 50. You need the 50. Give it to your kids. Take your family out for dinner. But you hear these stories, run them down, check them out. There's, you know, with Google, we carry a wealth of knowledge in these little phones. Use it. If somebody tells you it's raining out and you're standing in the sunshine, you better go and check that out. Because we've got people now standing in the sunshine and say, no, it's raining out. No, it's right. raining. I'm sorry, you know, and nobody, but nobody likes to check the sources. They want to believe hysteria. So that's out of a group, and this guy just kind of went off on a tangent. I told him, I said, check it out. Check it out what you're saying. He said, oh, no, it's verified. They've got, you know, and I said, you have to prove it to me. So I hope that is pertinent to what you're talking today, because many times these Republicans go off and like Ron Johnson saying that the insurrection was a friendly group and they hugged and kissed. Dan O'Donnell said the murders were not murders. They died of natural causes. Check it out. Just check it out. You know, I mean, so anyhow, you, I was telling your screener, you guys are not really Democrats versus Republicans. You're a community-minded organization that looks out for everybody. We need you guys to be number one in the state on the radio. We need our your advertisers to be kicking the door down for advertising space. It's, you know, the liberal view is an open-minded view. The conservative view is a constrictive view. So you have a wonderful day, and thanks for the airtime.
Listen, thank you, Bill. And yeah, and I'm going to back up what you said. I'm going to give you two examples. Fox News the other day just went right on the air and reported that that Biden's climate policy would result in the elimination of red meat. And he's come to take your hamburgers. That's what he said. I like hamburgers. I really do. I like cheeseburgers. And I like them with a slice of raw onion, like a little catsup. You know, maybe a Miller Lite or something. Yeah, that'd be all right. And some French fries. So I wouldn't take kindly to a guy coming for my hamburgers. Turned out it was false. His climate policy has nothing to do with cows, nothing to do at all with red meat. And Fox, to their credit, went on and retracted. But, you know, for a while there, you saw that all over the internet. Biden wants to get rid of red meat. That's what they said. That's false. It was false, but they said it. And I have one that's even, frankly, more disturbing. About, I don't know, a year ago, year and a half ago, I was at a retirement party for somebody, and a guy comes up to me, we're talking, and he was a Republican, I'm a Democrat, but as you say, Bill, I'll call it as I see it. And when I think there's something in the Democratic Party that's done wrong, I'll call it. I will call it. And if something's done in the Republican Party that's right, I call that. I call that. However, this guy comes up to me, we were talking, and I said, well, you know, one of the things that bothers me is the introduction of the possibility of violence in our politics. We haven't had that since the Civil War. He said, give me an example. And I said, well, Trump at in a public appearance on television said that maybe the Second Amendment people could take care of Hillary Clinton. That's an implied assassination threat. He said, he didn't say that. I said, well, yeah, he did say that. And you can just go back and YouTube it. No, he didn't say that. He'd never say that. He didn't say that. He never said that. See, what it is Trump did say that, and that is on television. However, when people are invested in protecting a point of view, when they are invested in things like, well, I'm with Trump and I'm not with this other guy. Okay, fair enough. It's a democracy. But then to ignore facts, and it could be that this guy didn't remember it or had never seen it, and that's fair enough. And then I alerted it to him. I like your idea. Bet the guy $50 if he's a good friend. I mean, you don't want to. Reminds me of Mitt Romney at one of the debates in 2012. He turns to somebody and says, "I bet you $10,000." Well, you know, $10,000 is a lot of money. Most people don't have $10,000 to throw around in a crazy bet. Didn't help Romney at all. But so I don't know about, you know, the betting thing is up to individuals. But you know, I would say to somebody, look. You say that Trump didn't say the Second Amendment people might be able to take care of Hillary Clinton. Go, and I'll tell you what, if I'm wrong, you know, I'll pick up the next round. And if you're wrong, you pick it up, something like that. But I like your approach. I think it calls people out on it. And thank you, Bill. Getting back to the census. So you are going to see a new House of Representatives. Not only with Texas, Florida, Colorado, Montana, Oregon, and North Carolina with more congressional seats, but New York, California, Illinois, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and others with fewer. Thank goodness Wisconsin held on to its. And then you're going to see changing lines by the gerrymandered legislature in Wisconsin. Evers will veto it, go to court. And then ultimately what I'm afraid is going to happen, it's going to take so much time clogged up in the courts that it's going to really impair people's ability to prepare campaigns. All of that is coming up. I mean, all of that is of vital importance, and be aware of the consequences of the reapportionment. Coming to the end of the show, it's been a great show. Stand by for some terrific programming. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate with Diamond Crute, Earl Ingram, many other shows. We don't have time to list them all, but you can go on the website and see the terrific lineup. Saturdays, terrific Outside the Pizza Box by Pizza Box Mike and many other fine shows. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Matt Flynn Direct signing off for today. What a world!